Your Raise the Roof game highlights brought to you by Matthews Roofing, Chicagoland's premier roofing company for residential, commercial, or industrial projects, is the preferred roofer of Northwestern Athletics. Matthews Roofing is celebrating 90 years of quality, integrity, and customer care serving Chicagoland. Well, this game began in a pretty much, if not a blizzard, a very heavy snowstorm, which even at this late hour, it is continuing. The precipitation is lighter now, but the field was totally covered with snow as this game began. Illinois on offense first got a big pass play from Luke Altmyer to Colin Dixon, 35 yards into Northwestern territory. The Illini moved down to the Northwestern 17, where they had fourth down and five, and an incomplete pass and gave the ball to the Wildcats on downs after a 65-yard drive to start the game. And the Wildcats would then go 63 yards in 15 plays using over 9 minutes. They converted a couple of fourth downs along the way, then came up with one more fourth down, and they scored the game's first points. 38 yards out of the hole to Henry Helms from what looks like the right hash or pretty much straight on. Let's see. Olsen to try the field goal. Here's the snap. Kick on the way. Low line drive is good. Oh, wow. They snuck it through. 10 in a row for Jack. The Milkman delivers again, and the Wildcats take the lead here in Champaign with 16 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's Northwestern 3, Illinois nothing. But the Illini on the drive as the first quarter ended. The second quarter began in the opening moments of the second quarter. The Illini clicked on an option pass from their wide receiver, Hank Beatty, to tight end Tanner Arkin, 28 yards down to the Northwestern 6-yard line, and this was the next play. First and goal, Illinois at the NU 6-yard line, as Altmyer looks it over in the pistol formation. Hands it off to Valentine. He's got room on the left side, and a walk-in touchdown for Khalil Valentine, and the Illini take the lead. 7-3 Illinois, an 83-yard, 7-play drive, 11:27 to go into the half, and Illinois was ahead. But the Wildcats would come right back, a 75-yard, 10-play drive. They got down to the 13-yard line of Illinois, where they had a third and long situation, and Preston Stone would go to the air. Third and 12 at the 13, 7-3 Illinois second quarter. Here's Stone on third down, throwing towards the end zone, got a man there, and it's caught for the touchdown. Hayden Elligon doing snow angels in the left corner of the end zone, and the Wildcats go back in front. 13 yards, Stone to Elligon, who had a big night tonight. Stone on the drive, 5 of 6 for 47 yards, a 5.5-minute drive, and with 5:50 to go of the half, the Wildcats were in front 10-7, then they forced an Illinois punt. Cats took over with just over 2 minutes to go on their own 20, but Stone's pass caromed off of wide receiver Frank Covey and into the arms of Torrey Cox of Illinois at the Northwestern 48-yard line, and that interception would lead to an Illini scoring drive aided by a roughing the passer penalty on the Wildcats' Brendan Flakes, a 17-yard run by Altmyer, a 10-yard run by Valentine down to the one, and they would run it in from there. Fagan in the eye from the 1-yard line of Northwestern, first and goal. Arkin goes in motion. Handoff will go to Fagan, leaps the line, touchdown Illinois. Hayden Fagan on a 1-yard run, and Illinois cashes in on the interception and goes back in front with 30 seconds to go in the half. It's 13-10. At 14-10 at halftime, the score and the scoring in the second half, hard to come by. And the Wildcats took the second half kickoff, went 3 and out. Illinois then put a drive together, but they hurt themselves with a holding penalty, bringing up first and 20, but on second and 16, Altmyer connected with Dixon for 18 yards down to the Northwestern 27. Altmyer, though, would fumble the ball out of bounds after he was hit by Brayden Bruss, putting Illinois back at their own 48-yard line where they faced second and 35. However, they were able to at least get into long field goal range to cap the drive. 47 yards from the left hash. He is 6 of 7 from 40 or beyond.
He's got the help of the wind behind his back.
Here it is, the placement, kick by Olano, end over end kick to the uprights, and that kick is good. And Illinois goes up by 7 with 7:23 to go in the third quarter. David Olano, a 47-yard field goal. The score now, Illinois 17, Northwestern 10. That was the score at the end of the third quarter, but early in the fourth, Stone would connect with Hayden Ellingon for 18 yards to the Illinois 19. Eventually, the Cats came up with fourth and one at the 10. Stone trying to sneak for it in a hurry up. Fumbled the ball. It was recovered by Illinois' Leon Lowry. Either way, the Cats did not convert the fourth and one and gave the ball to the Illini on their own 10-yard line. But the Cats would get the ball right back. Here's the snap and a quarterback draw, and Altmeyer fumbles the football. And it's still loose. I think the Cats may have it inside the five and pushing towards the goal line. Down to the one-yard line, first and goal. Anto Saka comes up with the fumble. Braden Bruss was the guy who jarred it loose, and the Cats have it first and goal at the Illinois one-yard line. So the Cats had new life after failing to convert on that fourth and one. They had first and goal at the one, but came up fourth and goal and brought on Olsen to try a field goal. 26-yard attempt from just inside the right hash to get the Cats within four with 7:50 to go. Here it is, placement kick by Olsen on the way. The kick is up. It is good. And we have a four-point game in Champaign with 7:46 remaining in the fourth quarter. It's Illinois 17, Northwestern 13. The Illini then went three and out. Cats got the ball in their own 26, but Stone was intercepted by Illinois' Miles Scott, who returned at 33 yards to the Northwestern 17, where the Illini took over with 5:19 to go. They would add on another Olano field goal, a 27-yarder with 3 minutes to go, and so Illinois had a 20-13 lead. Cats took the after the kickoff out of bounds, they got the ball on the 35-yard line, but Scott would pick off Stone again, this time near midfield. The Illini would punt it back to the Cats, who got it one last time with a minute 53 to go on their own 20. They would drive all the way to the 44-yard line of Illinois, where they had first and 10, but four straight incompletions ended it for Northwestern's offense. Illinois came out, took a knee, and that was the game, 20-13 Illinois.